In Tuesday's election, Skagway voters rejected a proposed tidelands lease between the municipality and the parent company of White Pass and Yukon Route Railroad. But they elected mayoral and assembly candidates who support that lease. First, the lease vote. The contract, as proposed, would have continued leasing portions of the municipality's tidelands to a private company. It would have continued the relationship Skagway has had with White Pass for the past 40-plus years, but with different terms. Skagway residents decided in a vote of 278-136 that they did not want the contract to move forward. That margin of about 140 votes is wide enough that absentee ballots will likely not change the outcome. The mayoral contest also had a wide margin that is unlikely to be changed by absentee votes. Incumbent Mayor Mark Schaefer garnered 258 votes compared to Roger Griffin's 140 votes. Schaefer has served as mayor for 2 years while borough representatives negotiated the lease, and he has expressed support for it. Griffin was strongly opposed to the contract, and he made that opposition a central part of his campaign platform. KHNS was not able to reach Schaefer Tuesday night. Here's Griffin.
I'm just really happy to hear about the results on the lease. I can't tell you. I think that's just superb, and I think it's superb that it was by such a wide margin. As for myself, well, yeah, I'm a little disappointed, but, I think Mark will probably do a pretty good job as mayor, and he's got a lot ahead of him.
We'll have comments from Schaefer in a following story. For the two open borough assembly seats, there's only one clear winner at this point. Steve Burnham Jr. gained re-election with 264 votes.
I'm completely flattered because I really wasn't sure how it was going to go.
Burnham was one of the borough representatives who negotiated the tidelands lease, and he supports it in its current form. But he says he is not surprised that voters rejected it.
All the feedback that I've been hearing for the last 2.5 months, give or take, has kind of, I think, clued us all into this, and so I'm not surprised.
Jay Burnham, the only other candidate who filed in time to get his name on the ballot, garnered 186 votes. That number is close to write-in candidate David Brenna. He received 148 votes. And the other write-in candidate, Mavis Irene Henriksen, received 64 votes. Jay Burnham is for the lease. Brenna and Henriksen are not. Absentee ballots could affect which candidate wins that second borough assembly seat. Election officials say there are about 140 absentee ballots that have yet to be counted. That's more than twice the usual number of absentee ballots in local elections here. There was also a strong in-person voter turnout. 416 people cast their ballots at City Hall Tuesday. When you add about 140 absentee voters to that, it could be the highest voter turnout Skagway has seen in a decade. The election results will be finalized and certified Thursday evening. The election board plans to tally absentee and contested votes Thursday at 4 p.m. And the borough assembly will certify the results at a 5:30 p.m. meeting. The assembly wants to know more about why people voted yes or no on the tidelands lease. At the previous borough assembly meeting, members came to a consensus that they would contract with a third party to conduct a post-election survey. That survey would ask residents why they voted the way they did on the tidelands lease. Then the borough will have direction from the public on how to move forward. In Skagway, I'm Emily Files.